USA Radio News.
We had a productive meeting today with Speaker Pelosi and Senator Schumer. I thought it was really a very, very good meeting. We're all on the same path in terms of wanting to get government open.
President Trump, after meeting with congressional leaders at the White House today, the president continued.
We're going to be meeting. I've designated a group, and we're going to be meeting over the weekend, that group, to determine what we're going to do about the border.
The partial shutdown of the federal government is in its 14th day, and there's no real end in sight. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says there's really been no progress made.
We recognize on the Democratic side that we really cannot resolve this until we open up government, and we made that very clear.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Sears will decide by late Friday whether or not to accept an offer that would keep the store's doors open. The chairman of Sears Holdings, Eddie Lampert, has made a multi-billion dollar bid to keep the struggling retailer open. It's one more thing to worry about. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the chilling details of a new study on ice cubes.
Would you like that on the rocks? Because researchers say you may want to hold off on that. A food safety specialist at North Carolina State University says bacteria and viruses from E. coli to Salmonella can live in freezing temperatures, meaning they could be alive and living in your ice cubes. Experts say people can avoid contaminated ice and prevent the bacteria from spreading by using purified water, also by washing your hands, using ice scoops when serving the ice, and regularly cleaning your freezer.
Thank you, Chris, for that chilling story. Sorry, I just had to. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump made a quick, unannounced stop at the White House press briefing room to reiterate his stance on the border wall amid the ongoing partial government shutdown. The president then turned the mic over to the folks who are tasked with keeping our nation safe, including Brandon Judd, who is the National Border Patrol Council president.
I've been a Border Patrol agent for 21 years. I can personally tell you from the work that I have done on the southwest border that physical barriers, that walls actually work. You hear a lot of talk from the expert that there are experts that say that walls don't work. I promise you that if you interview Border Patrol agents, they will tell you that walls work. I worked in Naco, Arizona for 10 years. We didn't have physical barriers in Naco, and illegal immigration and drug smuggling was absolutely out of control. We built those walls, those physical barriers, and illegal immigration dropped exponentially. Anywhere that you look where we have built walls, they have worked. They have been an absolute necessity for Border Patrol agents in securing the border.
Judd also says,
we need those physical barriers, and we appreciate President Trump and all of his efforts in getting us those physical barriers. There's also a lot of talk on this shutdown that federal employees do not agree with the shutdown. I will tell you, that's not true.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.